USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are widespread protests in Cuba calling for freedom and an end to the country's communist dictatorship. Florida Republican Representative Maria Salazar is a daughter of Cuban exiles. She tells Fox News the importance of this moment.
This is the moment of truth. This is the beginning of the end. And the United States has a historic role in helping those people who for 62 years they have been living a satanic nightmare.
Local leaders from major cities in the United States are weighing in on how to stop violence in America.
The president is genuinely engaged with local communities, trying to understand what's happening on the ground.
San Jose, California Mayor Sam Liccardo calling the meeting at the White House with President Biden very robust. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Four more victims are being recovered in the rubble, bringing the death toll to 94 in the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying 222 victims are accounted for, with 22 still unaccounted for. The medical examiner's office continuing to work around the clock to identify victims. New details are out regarding the assassination of Haiti's president.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
All New York City grade schoolers must continue to wear masks in the classroom, Mayor Bill de Blasio said on Monday. Despite the CDC's latest guidance that vaccinated students and teachers can go unmasked. This comes after CDC officials last Friday called for school districts to set policies to enable the full reopening of in-person facilities this fall. Regarding vaccines and pushing them on children, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
well, first of all, the science shows that there's less than a 1% chance of children spreading it from one to the other within school. And the science would say that if you're in a high-risk group and a teacher, that's who should get vaccinated. And Michael just said that. And listen, a new poll out, a survey from Harvard and Politico says that almost everyone agrees that teachers should be getting vaccinated. Teachers, not 10-year-olds. And what is the school going to look like? Let's look at this Orwellian picture, right? John goes to school and he turns 12 and suddenly the police are there. Are you vaccinated yet? You're 12 now. You're 12. That kind of environment is what John is talking about there. It's too much in your face. Do I think masks play a role? Yes. Do I think they should be offered to children? Yes. Should they be mandated? No.
Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities continue from Coors Field in Denver today. The Home Run Derby set to take place tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.